The nation risks losing thousands of Ghana CDs in maintaining biometric verification equipment and kits if immediate steps are not taken to provide storage facilities for the machines procured for the 2012 general elections. Already, it has come to light that the absence of the warehouse has left some of the machines in deplorable conditions. The majority leader, Dr. Benjamin Kumboro, said this as Parliament approved 141 million Ghana CDs for the Electoral Commission. The approval, however, is subject to the assurance from the Ministry of Finance that 186 million Ghana CDs will be given to the EC. This amount is meant to be used by the EC to conduct district-level elections in October next year. It will also cover an impending referendum on the 1992 Constitution. Our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Hologi and Augustus Akwe, have filed this report.
The EC intends to expand the number of polling stations in the country from 26,200 to 35,000 stations next year. This stems from the decision by the EC to peg the maximum number of voters per polling station at 800. In view of this, 70,000 biometric verification machines are to be delivered by April next year. The majority leader, Dr. Kumboro, said the completion of a national warehouse complex to house election equipment has been factored into the 2014 budget. He therefore appealed to the Ministry of Finance to expedite action to release money for the project so as to save the country money which might be used to service and replace the machines each election year. Also approved was the estimate for the Ministry of Youth and Sports. The ministry needs 36 million Ghana cedis to run its activities for next year. The chairman of the Committee on Youth, Sports and Culture, Governor Mensah Woyome, raised concern as to why JIDA did not have any allocation for its activities by the ministry, even though it is an agency under the ministry. The ranking member on the committee, Isaac Isiama, was not happy with the description of disciplines other than football as lesser known sports. He says such tax discourage people from getting involved in such sports. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efrie Anka, however, noted that the 36 million Ghana cedis being sought excludes the budget for the Blasters' participation in the Brazil World Cup.
Officially, we have not received the budget for the Blasters. So any figures that have been put out are purely speculative. I have not received any official correspondence or communication as to how much it will cost to send the Blasters or how much it will cost to send supporters. We recently came back from Brazil. There are various scenarios that are being looked at. Some are looking at having tent cities, some are looking at having hotels, some are looking at movement of people from different angles. So it is all those things that will be factored. Then we will be in a position to determine how much it will cost for the Black Stars preparation and participation and how much it will cost supporters. It is then that we can then determine that based on the numbers, government may provide a token. Private sponsorship may bring so much, and therefore we may not be able to take as many people as we wish.
The House also approved 779 million Ghana cedis for the Ministry of Roads and Highways.
Correspondents Dominic Nogi and Augustus Akwe filed that report.